Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Have you gotten an alert recently about your credit card or debit card? It looks like alerts are on the rise.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. There's brand new information out there about you getting more alerts concerning your credit card or your debit card. CreditCards.com is out with some new information. And Matt Schultz, a senior analyst there, joins us via Skype from Austin, Texas. So, Matt, fill us in. What have you found in this new research?
Credit card and debit card fraud alerts are up about 15% from 2 years ago. So about 31% of American adults have gotten a fraud alert regarding a credit card, and about 25% have gotten one concerning a debit card. And when we're talking about these fraud alerts, it's basically the bank reaching out to you and saying something looks a little strange with this purchase that you made, and we want to confirm that it's you.
Just because you get an alert doesn't mean there's evil action going on, right?
Absolutely not. Banks really do these out of an abundance of caution a lot of times. And what we found is that 37% of those who have been contacted about a potentially fraudulent transaction say all of the transactions were entirely legitimate purchases, and another 15% say most were legitimate. So a lot of times when the bank reaches out to you, these are purchases that might just be a little bit out of your normal pattern of spending, and they raise some eyebrows with the bank.
So some of these alerts are false alarms, in other words.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite a few of them can be. And the truth is, as I said earlier, it's really about the banks having an abundance of caution because there is so much money at stake in the world of credit card and debit card fraud.
How are banks alerting people these days? By text message, by snail mail? How are they doing it?
More than half of the folks who have gotten a fraud alert say that the most recent one they got was delivered by a phone call. And then we had other folks who said that they found out about it because their card was declined at the point of sale. And then others had been notified by a text message or an email, but it's definitely still most common to be done as a phone call.
A phone call. I hope they're not calling landlines.
No, generally not. And the banks have done a lot of outreach to get your cell phone information so people can be reached by a text or by cell. And that's obviously the best way to do it, especially when you're out and around.
We're talking with Matt Schultz at CreditCards.com, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter & Smith, Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Matt, what's the best way to protect yourself from credit card or debit card fraud?
It's important whenever you're going to travel or whenever you're going to make a large purchase to let your bank know, whether that's calling the 800 number on the back of your card or using an online tool that they have on their website. That can be a good way to give the bank a heads up so you can avoid these sorts of fraud alerts. But in terms of stopping the actual fraud, really, a lot of what you can do is kind of on the back end, where you're keeping an eye on your credit card statement, your bank statement, your credit report, and looking for things that have already happened and reporting them to the proper authorities. and saying, hey, I see something wrong. Can you help me out with it?
Given we have online accounts these days, how often should someone log on to check?
I think people should do it about once a week, and that may seem like a lot to people, but the truth is we don't think anything of going to Instagram or Facebook 10 times a day, but it seems like too much to go visit our bank website for 2 minutes once a week. And the truth is it doesn't take all that long, and it can really be a useful tool to help protect you against fraud.
Matt Schultz, a senior analyst at creditcards.com. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matt joining us via Skype from Austin. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Coming Friday, May 19th, what's the future of space and the law? High-tech guns, brain implants, urban farming, and the mass production of meat. The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th.